This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so very, very closely, we keep an eye on what's going on across the pond, and I know it kind of frustrates many of you that I bring up what happens in Europe, and it's because I like to see a few steps ahead. I'm sure many of you do when it comes to our health care. I predict America is going to go socialized. It's going to try to use one of the European countries as a barometer of how to do our healthcare system. It may not be in the Trump presidency. It may be in a more democratic or liberal administration. But we need to identify, enumerate, list, document all the things that they're going through. So that when we decide, oh, yeah, why don't we mimic, you know, Great Britain or mimic Canada's or mimic Germany's healthcare system because it's so good, we could pull out the list, right, on our piece of notebook paper going, this is what's going on. So, again, we are being told that UK hospitals have to delay non-urgent surgeries because they have huge pressure due to the flu crisis, citing high levels of respiratory illness. National Health Service in England is recommending putting off thousands of medical procedures to free up staff and beds to deal with emergency patients. In a statement sent to Fox News, this has been reported by Fox News, NHS spokesperson Oliver Michelson said the National Emergency Pressures Panel, there's actually a panel for National Emergency Pressures, NEPP, has agreed to extend the deferral of all non-urgent elective care to January 31. Now, some of you will say, well, Dahlia, who cares? Okay, doesn't include cancer operations, doesn't include time critical procedures, okay? If these are, got the hiccups, if these are non-urgent procedures, like maybe a thyroid nodule, that's, you know, probably not cancerous, or an ovarian cyst, probably not cancerous, so they could wait a few weeks. Okay, being a doctor, I'm not as happy-go-lucky as the average person. I'm just not, okay? If I have somebody who has a thyroid nodule, even though 99% of the time it's probably benign, I go, well, what if it's not? Now, we just had a friend with an ovarian cyst turn out to be ovarian cancer. The cyst grew. We get ovarian cysts all the time. I've had ovarian cysts. So many of us have had ovarian cysts. Once in a blue moon, it could actually be a tumor. And so what this country is doing, and understandably so, it's what any country would do when they're in a crisis or quote-unquote pressure, is to triage and cut their losses, right? If we're going to have maybe 10 people die out of millions because we missed their surgery because we had to put it off, it's just something we're going to do. It's better than having thousands and thousands of people die. This is what government has to do. They have to do that. You know, we were just talking the previous hour about how 400 people die in a year of opioid overdoses, which could include heroin, is affecting millions of people in the state with the new narcotic laws. You know, and so many times even the public doesn't want the masses to have to suffer just to save the few. So many people are probably like, all right, fine. They say up to 55,000 non-urgent operations are going to be delayed, according to Daily Mail. This includes hip, knee surgery, cataract procedures, and the number could rise to 350,000 a day in day case procedures. So, cataracts can wait a month, absolutely, but here's my question. You put all this off till January 31st. And everyone's like, all right, so put me in for January 31st, February 1st. Are we going to have, are they going to have the staff? So the NHS is now under a lot of pressure to increase capacity, minimize disruptive last-minute cancellations. And they say flu cases have soared by 48% in a period of 7 days across the country. We have flu activity in almost all the states, 36 severe. And so we have more hospitals, obviously, than Europe, but we have staffing shortages. Just because we have a hospital, just because we have beds, doesn't mean we have enough staff. Do we have enough staff for the beds? If we don't have staff, those beds stay empty. So they say what we have, and this is according to Dr. Sarah Wollaston, a senior member of parliament, in an interview with BBC Radio, that there's been a lack of planning. And she said the NHS is in a situation of crisis. She said what we have is a system that's running at absolutely full stretch across both health and social care. And despite all the planning that we've heard about, I'm afraid there are serious issues with capacity. Far too many bed closures that have happened, and probably not enough money that's gone in over a number of years now to keep up with the sheer scale of the increase in demand and complexity. So some of you will say, all right, Dahlia, so fine. Okay, extrapolate to us. What are we shorthanded on? Okay, let's just start with mental illness and mental health, mental health professionals and staff. We're definitely in short supply of hospitals, facilities, rehab, staff. All right, well, then fine. Let's triage. We'll only deal with the severe cases. People with mild depression, mild anxiety, they can wait. Well, again, as a clinician, what makes you decide that it's mild? Well, because they don't want to kill themselves. Oh, well, they don't want to kill themselves today. What about tonight? What about when they decide to down their sorrows with some alcohol, and then they get more depressed? Moods fluctuate very quickly. We still don't know why Robin Williams killed himself. They say because he had mild Parkinson's. Robin Williams, mild Parkinson's. Had to have been more to it. May he rest in peace. And if mild Parkinson's does cause some depression, there's an example of a not severe depression turning out to be severe after all. So, we do more medicine now. You know, in the olden days, yeah, we were still understaffed with hospitals, etc., but less people went to the doctor. Now, people don't want to use herbs to get better. They want the fancy medicines, and I don't blame them. So with more demand, we have to have more supply. 1-877-DOCTELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DGW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So it looks like some of Hollywood's most powerful women have teamed up to launch an initiative aimed at combating sexual harassment inside and outside the industry. This came out a few days ago, and in a full-page open letter published in Monday's New York Times, 300 prominent actresses, female agents, writers, directors, producers, and entertainment executives announced the campaign now called Time's Up. Okay, the Me Too campaign was, I guess, initiated by Alyssa Milano and a variety of other celebrities saying, yeah, happened to Me Too, and you would hashtag Me Too. So people knew that you were, you know, unfortunately, a victim of assault or abuse or rape. Now the campaign is called Time's Up. A few of the famous Hollywood women who signed the letter include Reese Witherspoon, Natalie Portman, Kerry Washington, Rashida Jones, and Ashley Judd. So basically, it says, we stand with you. To every woman employed in agriculture who has had to fend off unwanted sexual advances from her boss, every housekeeper who has tried to escape an assault of guests, every janitor trapped nightly in a building with a predatory supervisor, every waitress grabbed by a customer and expected to take it with a smile, every garment and factory worker forced to trade sexual acts for more shifts, every domestic worker or home health aide forcibly touched by a client, every immigrant woman silenced by the threat of undocumented status being reported in retaliation for speaking up, and they say to every woman and to women in every industry who are subjected to indignities and offensive behavior that they're expected to tolerate in order to make a living, we stand with you, we support you, time's up. And so they say the struggle for women to break in, to rise up the ranks, and to simply be heard and acknowledged in a male-dominated workplaces must end. Time's up on this impenetrable monopoly. So the Time's Up initiative includes the following. You guys are going to be hearing about this, so we'll break it down. A $13 million legal defense fund to help women in blue-collar jobs and farm work. Drafting of legislation to punish companies that tolerate sexual harassment and to discourage non-disclosure agreements in such cases. Then, a push to reach gender parity in Hollywood studios and talent agencies, and a call for women walking the red carpet at the Golden Globes to wear black as a sign of protest and solidarity. Now, Shonda Rhimes, executive producer of Grey's Anatomy and Scandal, was quoted in the Times saying, "It's very hard for us to speak righteously about the rest of anything if we haven't cleaned our own house." Witherspoon said that in the past, women have been siloed off from each other. "We're finally hearing each other, seeing each other, and now locking arms in solidarity with each other, and in solidarity for every woman who doesn't feel seen to be finally heard." And remember, this all started when dozens of women began coming forward to accuse producer Harvey Weinstein of sexual misconduct. Numerous men in prominent industries have been forced now to resign over their sexual harassment claims, including Matt Lauer, and including some top editors at NPR. So no industry is going to be immune from this. So what they say, and again, I look at both sides of everything, what they are saying with the Time's Up campaign is admirable, okay? There are a lot of people that are not in a position, such as Hollywood, to say something. You could be a big star, a big actress, come out and say, this happened to me, and you will get millions and millions of fan letters and producers and people who will support you. But you are a farm worker, or you are a waitress, or like we had talked about with the stewardess who claimed that the first-class passenger grabbed her butt. Nobody comes to protect you. You know, when things happened to me, I was in no position to say something. I didn't feel I was. Maybe I could have. But I knew the ramifications would be so bad and where it would be worse than what happened that I kept my mouth shut. And we women have been keeping our mouths shut. Unfortunately, we have women out there who have stretched the truth, have lied, accuse people that didn't need to be accused. But the one thing about this Time's Up campaign that could be cause unintentional consequences is this part right here that says, drafting of legislation to punish companies that tolerate sexual harassment and to discourage non-disclosure agreements in such cases. So, a company gets punished for tolerating sexual harassment. Companies don't want to be punished. Nobody wants to be punished. So a company is going to be over eager to act, which is what we have started to see already, where the accusee of being a predator is fired and assumed guilty until they have a chance to be proven their innocence. If a company has a he said, she said, and they have both people in the room, and not only can she sue, but now there's legislation that that company could get in trouble for not acting, the easiest thing for them to do is to just fire the guy. I mean, look, this man on the plane that got now banned from American Airlines, I don't know if this is going to go to a lawsuit, but he claims discrimination. He claims all he did was touch her back. He didn't even touch her butt. And she's claiming it was butt. So he's going to fight this. And, you know, are there recourses for people to fight and be able to prove their innocence? We assume the majority of people aren't innocent, but maybe we do have a huge amount of people who are innocent. And because somebody's back, you know, was just a little bit too close to the butt area and they didn't like it, or, you know, and I'm not saying that happened with the stewardess. I really believe the stewardess, you know, probably, you know, I don't see why anybody would make that up. But, you know, if companies are going to, if there's going to be legislation that you will face, all right, punishment for not addressing sexual harassment appropriately or tolerating it. Now, tolerating is a very loose word. I'd be very interested to see the law. What is tolerating? Is tolerating you putting somebody on paid leave until the investigation takes place because they're innocent until proven guilty? Would that be considered tolerance? Oh, you paid him after he did that. Well, he's on, we put him on paid leave, and we're not going to dock his pay until it's proven he did that. I mean, people are innocent until proven guilty in this country. No, they're not. Not with sexual harassment. Sexual harassment, you are not only guilty, but as people said, I'm quoting somebody that said this to me, hung before you're proven innocent. You will lose your job. Now, what I foresee will happen is male employees, employers, many jobs are going to probably be reluctant to hire females. All it takes is one female employee to be assaulted unwittingly or to accuse somebody, and they can have this mark. You know, you get punished for tolerating sexual harassment. My guess is that's going to be public knowledge. That company's going to get fried. So if an employee, if a firm is looking at this going, okay, we do not need bad media. We do not need to be sued. We do not need to be in the middle of this. How eager are they going to want to hire possible future victims or women per se? Now, I predict years from now, if this continues to evolve, we'll have separation of man and woman. If companies can't control employees making a joke or employees being falsely accused and not knowing what the heck and who to believe and what to do, women and men are going to be in separate quarters. Now, can a woman sexually assault another woman? Yeah. Can a man sexually assault another man? Yeah, absolutely. But the first step in the evolution of this would probably be to separate men and women. Or have all men employees, all female employees. Now, you are not supposed to hire based on a person's sex. What's an employer supposed to do? And I'm not advocating that an employer hires just all women or just all men. But, you know, how realistic is it to have men and women working side by side for hours and they're animals in heat, easy to be aroused, sexual beings, not in nun habits, but in skirts and shirts and suits, and people are going to be attracted to people. And there's only so much that could be done. There's only so much. And so it's going to be interesting, but also concerning. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So how's everybody's diet going? Some of you guys have the New Year's resolution to lose weight. We're on what, day 4 of the new year? Happy New Year. How's everyone's diet going? Mine? No. I mean, I'm okay. It's just, I ate so much over the holidays. I just don't see it working. I really don't see it working. Anyway, we have from U.S. News the best diets and the rankings for 2018, even though 2018 has only existed for 4 days. U.S. News and World Report is a global authority in rankings and consumer advice. And according to U.S. News, and they have released its annual assessment of the year's best diets. In addition to rankings, the Best Diets platform offers extensive data and information on 40 diet plans across 9 categories. Top the estimated 45 million Americans who diet each year, as well as millions globally. And for the first time, the Mediterranean diet ranks as the best diet overall, tying the number one diet, the DASH diet. Research suggests that the Mediterranean diet is kind of well-balanced and has, you know, been touted as having, you know, longevity with your life. You know, olive oil and vegetables and lean protein helps prevent a number of chronic diseases. Flexitarian diet contains the number three overall spot, followed by Weight Watchers at number four. And then there was a three-way tie for the MIND diet, the TLC diet, and the Volumetrics. Weight Watchers still holds number one spot for the best weight loss diets, fast weight loss, and best commercial diets. Jenny Craig bumped up from 2017 to be the number two best commercial diet, followed by a tie for third between the Nutritarian diet and the Flat Belly diet. U.S. News ranked two new diets, the Keto diet and the Nutritarian diet, and the Keto diet tied last for the best diet overall. The Keto diet is low-carb and high-fat. Somebody at work has urged me to do the Keto diet, and for me, I need to poop. I need carbs to poop. Fat-burning Keto diet kind of got its birth with the Atkins diet. Eat high-fat, meat, cheese, low carbs, no carbs, you lose weight. And you do. You do lose weight. The problem is you go into a state of ketosis where the body breaks down your stored body fats into ketones to use energy. So you get fatigued, lightheadedness, you stink, sometimes you smell a little ketotic, and you get constipated. But it works. The diet does work. But they don't seem to like, according to this one, they don't like it that much. They say the keto diet, the experts were especially concerned about the extreme high-fat content. High-fat content is, with the keto diet, is about 70% of daily caloric intake, as well as unusually low carbohydrate levels, like 15 to 20 net carbs a day. The 2015 to 2020 dietary guidelines for Americans suggest that 45 to 65% of your calories come from carbs, and less than 10% from saturated fat. Now, I've been telling you guys carbs are bad, but the carbs that are bad is carbs in a brownie, carbs in a Coca-Cola, carbs in alcohol, those types of sugary carbs. You eat carbs from fruit, or you eat carbs from a fibery, you know, bun or piece of bread or whatever. I'll take that. Even potato. Potato is very healthy. Throwing butter and sour cream on it isn't so healthy, and frying it up. But a nice baked potato, right? Not that bad. So the goal when you're on a keto diet, you drastically cut your carbs to only 20 per day. That's less than one apple, according to nutritionist Lisa Dreyer, a CNN contributor. She says the keto diet is not just sustainable over the long term. It doesn't teach you how to acquire healthy eating habits. It's good for a quick fix. But most people I know can hardly give up pasta and bread, let alone beans and fruit. Beans also provide carbs. And if you have liver or kidney conditions, you need to avoid it altogether, according to the report. They say there's not enough evidence to know whether the diet would help those with heart issues or diabetes because there's a cycle nature to this diet. When you take breaks and you start it again, hormones could fluctuate. Your body may not like the stress. Another low-carb diet that's really popular is called the Whole30. That's also at the bottom of the list. Whole30 is a 30-day diet designed to end unhealthy cravings and habits, restore healthy metabolism, and heal your digestive tract and balance your immune system. So, extreme restrictive diets aren't the best. DASH diet, dietary approaches to stop hypertension, that has held the top spot for 8 consecutive years. So from Mediterranean diet to move into first place to tie with it is pretty honorable. And DASH still stays at the top. So DASH and Mediterranean diets, these nutritionists like, is because they offer guiding principles for eating, like more fruits and vegetables, whole grains, fish, legumes, nuts, low-fat dairy foods. And with the Mediterranean diet, they recommend a glass of red wine daily. I would be reluctant because there's a lot of articles talking about cancer and alcohol. We're going to be talking about this, cancer causing or alcohol causes cancer. The DASH diet has been recommended for years to lower blood pressure, eat more vegetables, fruits, low-fat dairy foods, cut back on any food with high saturated fat, and limit your intake of salt. So the DASH meal plan will include 3 whole grain products each day, 4 to 6 servings of vegetables, 4 to 6 servings of fruit, 2 to 4 servings of dairy products, and several servings of lean meats, nuts, seeds, and legumes. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, that's, you know, high protein. Yeah, but remember, they're still whole grain. That's why the DASH is different. And low salt. Plant-based diets seem to be best for diabetics. Plant-based diet seems to be best for weight loss, they say. But when people rate these themselves and give their own opinions, they have different goals and agendas for the weight loss. Some want to lose 20 pounds in a week. Others are looking for long, sustaining weight loss. Now, studying Mediterranean diets, they say, have the link to stronger bones, healthier heart, lower risk of dementia, breast cancer, longer life, and reduced risk of diabetes and high blood pressure. So if somebody goes, oh yeah, this diet is the best, are they saying it's the best because of the rapid weight loss? Or are they saying it's the best because of all these health effects that have been touted with the Mediterranean diet? Mediterranean diet is more plant-based cooking. Majority of the meal focuses on fruits and vegetables, grains, beans, and seeds. Beans? Yep. Few nuts and a heavy emphasis on extra virgin olive oil. No refined sugar or flour. Rarely butter. Okay, olive oil is more your source of fat. Meats, more common in the DASH than the Mediterranean. Not supposed to be eating a lot of meat. You can have eggs, dairy, and poultry, much smaller portions. Fish is huge. Mediterranean diet is going to be big on fish. The flexitarian diet, which came in third on the list of best overall diets, really emphasizes whole grains, fruits, veggies, plant-based proteins. It's basically a vegetarian diet, but it's called flexitarian because you can have a little piece of meat or fish, so it makes you flexible. Weight Watchers came in fourth, which is one of my favorites, followed by the Mind Diet. Mind Diet, by the way, is a combination of Mediterranean DASH, a little easier to follow, requires less fish and fruit. Weight Watchers has, though, topped the list of the best weight loss plans. Okay? They got a lot of resources, they have classes, they have meal replacements, they have shakes, nutrition bars, multigrain cereals. One thing I noticed with Weight Watchers was the classes. You go to a class every week, you're going to bust a move. You try to do a diet on your own, it's a lot more difficult. So I think Weight Watchers gets a lot of credit with that. They also have a Beyond the Scale program. It's designed to help people move more, focus on overall well-being, including more me time, more mindfulness, self-compassion. So basically, when U.S. News and World Report came up with this, they used experts from major medical centers across the country. And so it wasn't just, you know, interviewing people. And Weight Watchers likes to, you know, Weight Watchers you could do long-term because it teaches you, you know, if you want an egg McMuffin, now you could have an egg McMuffin. So it knows how to work with fast food. So best diets, DASH, Mediterranean, and Flexitarian. Best commercial, Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, Flat Belly Diet, and Nutritarian. Best weight loss comes with Weight Watchers, Volumetrics, Jenny Craig, and Vegan. Best fast weight loss was the HMR Weight Loss Biggest Loser Diet. Best diet for healthy eating was DASH and Mediterranean. And best plant-based is Mediterranean, Flexitarian, and Ornish. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I do have a poll up on my Facebook and on my Dr. Dahlia page, if you don't mind. For those of you having any issues, even in your neck of the woods, I don't care where you live, whether it's Texas, Maryland, Seattle, whatever, I'd like to know if you're having issues getting controlled substances. I'd like to know. Please post in. You can be anonymous or you can say a friend said this, okay? We won't mention your name. But I'm just trying to take a poll because we're already a day three or four. We're on day three of what's happening in my neck of the woods, and I'm really surprised by some of the things I'm hearing. Now, we were talking about alcohol, and where there's concerns that alcohol has been linked to cancer. And now scientists have found why. It's because alcohol will produce a, quote, harmful chemical in the body that can lead to permanent genetic damage of the DNA of stem cells. And that will increase the risk of cancer developing, according to the research published on Wednesday. What they did is they worked with mice in a laboratory, and British scientists used chromosome analysis and DNA sequencing to examine the genetic damage caused by acetaldehyde. Now, we talked about acetaldehyde. Acetaldehyde is a harmful chemical produced when the body processes alcohol, is what kind of makes you feel crummy when you have a hangover. Their findings offered more detail on how alcohol will increase the risk of developing seven types of cancer. We've talked about breast cancer, bowel cancer, liver, etc. And it also showed how the body tries to defend against the damage that alcohol can do. Some cancers develop due to DNA damage in stem cells, they say, and stem cells are supposed to grow to, they have big growing potential because stem cells can grow into other types of cells. And while some damage may occur by chance, our findings suggest that drinking alcohol can increase the risk of this damage. According to Ketan Patel, a professor at the Medical Research Council Laboratory of Molecular Biology, he co-led the study. The World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer classifies alcohol as a group 1 carcinogen, citing, quote, convincing evidence that it causes cancer in humans. So let me repeat this. Alcohol, whether it's beer, whether it's wine, you know, we're talking about the Mediterranean diet suggesting a daily glass of wine. This, according to the World Health Organization and this study and multiple studies, say alcohol, doesn't matter how much, can alter the DNA, affecting stem cells and trigger or potentiate cancer. This is why we are not prepared as a medical front to recommend daily alcohol. Now, will everybody get cancer? No. But remember I said different strokes for different folks? For some people, alcohol will be perfect for the heart. And for some people, drinking alcohol is not going to be good for them. Same thing with marijuana. For some people, marijuana does exactly what it needs to for their pain, their anxiety. But for other people, marijuana doesn't do anything. Okay? It's not that a medicine works. It doesn't work on you. It's not that alcohol is bad, but is it bad for you? Now, a study published in 2011 found that alcohol was responsible for 4% of all cancer in Britain, which equated to 12,800 cases a year. Now, some of you will say, wait, all right, alcohol is responsible for 4% of the cancer. That's not a lot, please. Well, okay, 4% of all cancers. Now, what if some of the cancers in that group are skin cancers? No, alcohol might not trigger skin cancer. We don't know. The sun could. Cervical cancer with HPV, anal cancer, HPV. There could be genetics. So when you start to look at, okay, well, wait a second. If we, you know, take out the skin cancer, if we take out genetic breast cancer, genetic colon cancer, you know, and people highly genetic and susceptible to it, and you have a bunch of people that, you know, have cancer and we don't know why, ask about the alcohol use. So, anyway, it's kind of frightening. The study was published in the journal Nature. Dr. Patel's team gave diluted alcohol to mice, then analyzed the effect on the DNA. They found that the acetaldehyde can break and damage DNA within blood stem cells, permanently altering the DNA sequences within the cells. So if healthy stem cells become faulty, they don't grow into what they're supposed to grow into. They'll become cancerous cells. Then they looked at how the body tries to protect itself from the damage of the alcohol. The first line defense is a group of enzymes called alcohol dehydrogenase, or ALDH. They break the acetaldehyde into acetate, which the cells can then use as a source of energy. Mice lacking this enzyme were given alcohol, and their DNA suffered 4 times the damage compared with mice with a properly functioning version of the enzyme. One of you asked if many people, Asian population, that lack the enzyme, of the aldehyde dehydrogenase are more prone to cancer-related induced alcohol-induced cancer. Hard to tell. I don't know how many studies we've had with that, because if somebody flushes and doesn't feel good with alcohol, they're not going to drink the quantities or not going to, you know, be a good test subject for that, because they don't, we don't have a palatable amount of drinking that we could quantitate and study. Patel said cells have a second line of defense in the form of a range of DNA repair systems, which most of the time allow them to fix and reverse different types of DNA damage. In some instances, and in some people, particularly people in Southeast Asia, the repair systems fail to work, meaning their cells are unable to repair effectively. They say it's important to remember that alcohol clearance and DNA repair systems are not perfect, and alcohol can still cause cancer in different ways, even in people whose defense mechanisms are intact. All right, so, should you freak out about having beer while watching the playoffs? No. But if you do drink a little bit more than you need to, I would say cut back. I would say be hesitant on drinking daily. All right? It stinks. I think there's some people out there that if they drink wine, that if they had a daily glass of wine, it would help them. What we need to do in medicine, the next huge focus, and I know many researchers are doing this, but I'm not convinced that we're there yet. The next main focus is to find out who does what for whom. Statin medications, if they're going to save your life by preventing heart attack in this group of people, then those are the people that should get the statins. Yeah, we could try it on other people too. But then if somebody's like, nah, I don't want the medication, we could say, nah, it's going to help. See what it says here? Again, we have to be very, very careful predicting nature. Nature doesn't want to be predictable, no way. Mother Nature is fickle. She wants to do her own thing. All right, Consumer Reports is saying stay away from romaine lettuce. People should stay away from romaine lettuce in the U.S., until U.S. and Canadian health officials get to the bottom of an outbreak of E. coli infections. The Consumer Advocacy Group called on the FDA and Centers of the Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, to do more to warn people about the outbreak. Right now, 58 people have gotten sick in U.S. and Canada, and one person has died. Apparently, the outbreak was reported December 28th. 17 people were sick in 13 states, dating back to November. Public Health Agency of Canada has 41 illnesses. And they have identified romaine lettuce as a source. I just had a salad for breakfast. In the U.S., they say state and local public health officials are interviewing sick people to determine what they ate in the week before their illness. I don't remember what I ate yesterday. I don't remember what I ate yesterday. I think I had some chicken and some vegetables. I don't know. Even though they say we can't say with certainty, 100% certainty, that romaine lettuce was the cause of the E. coli outbreak, a great degree of caution is appropriate given that romaine lettuce is always consumed raw. People like to not cook their lettuce. Who eats cooked lettuce? 1-877-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.